Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good morning. So happy for it. Very exciting. So very great day. I'm actually calling in from the West Coast. So you are already up and going, and I'm here in Oregon, and it's only 5:30 in the morning, and the sun is barely just starting to come. So I'm at the very beginning of my day and the very early stages, and it's just such excitement heading towards the fourth. Right? So there's a lot of busyness and there's a lot of anticipation of the big fireworks show and getting together with lots of friends and having a very social day, whether your day just starts in the evening to be social or whether all day long you're planning and having things to do. So one of the things I thought it would be just fantastic for all of us to have some opportunity for today to learn a small exercise that you can do in those times where you may get out of your normal routine, okay? So you would all agree today would not be a day that would be a normal day for yourself. And I was also thinking that that happens in our work week as well. So this is a vacation day. So it's planned. We have more space around it. We're not doing our work at the same time. But what would happen if something happened on a work day and the schedule was now different than what it usually was, and your usual systems that you maybe have placed to help you manage and cope weren't available to you? Okay? And so what we're going to do is we'll walk through a little exercise. So the very first thing I want you to do is, it doesn't matter where you are, just start to close the computer or put the iPad down or phone down and not be looking at it. And now just let your eyes start to look at everything around you. Okay? So you're going to see the very obvious things at first. And as time goes by, you will be observing other things, like the nuances of maybe the color of something, or the color of something in the relationship it has to the color next to it. Or maybe you can look at the volume of things that you're looking at in one location of your landscape that you're looking at, even if your landscape is a desk, or the landscape is the inside of your own car and the parking lot that you have your car in, right? But one side might be very empty and open, and the other side, as you're looking, is very full and very busy, right? So I'm giving you ideas to help you, to assist you in heightening the tool of observation. Okay, so I'm going to now be quiet. We've been doing this for a minute, and I'm going to give you another minute to do that in silence. Keep observing everything that is there in front of you. that there's several things that can happen, and I'm going to point you in the direction of three very specific things. I want you to notice, did what you were doing, or the something that you saw, did it take you into your past? Meaning, did it trigger a memory? So did it then remind you of something, and then your mind went back to that memory? So that's one thing that can happen. And then your mind drifts off on that memory, right? You're spending time just remembering. Or did what you were looking at call you to action? Did it give you I now need to do this. That reminds me that I wanted to get this done. Something to do, an action. And the third one is, or did it teach you something? Like, wow, that's really interesting. I can see, let's say that maybe you're looking, use an example that could be every day. Let's use the one I used before. You know, I'm sitting in a parking lot, and I can see that the people in front of me that are walking to have in their arms groceries, I'd say. And then it could say to you, wow, they're using their own bags. They're using their own cloth bags. And then it's like, I know I need to start doing that, and I haven't done that yet. And it looks really good to me in my eyes and my body and my soul to watch and observe people not wasting and not using plastic. So I learned that by watching and observing. It's calling me to action, but I'm also feeling, not just that I need to change something, I can feel why that's really important to me. I've taught myself by observing that that's a good thing. It makes me feel good, and it makes me feel that this is something. There's a learning or a taking you into just a deeper discovery of things that you feel, believe, and know are true. Okay. This exercise is an exercise that I do all the time. It happens quite organically for me now because I've been practicing it for a long time. I used to give myself chunks of time to sit and observe. I would set a timer, 5 minutes. And then I would see if any of those three things happened. Did it take me off into a memory? And did my mind drift off into a story or a time? Did it call me to action? Or was I actually learning something? Now, my process of being who I am in my life, I tend to want to learn things. My desire with my spiritual practice and my slowing down practice is so that I can learn and hear the deep things that are in me, and the busyness. And it was great because I was reading some of the posts on Facebook yesterday that Babette put out on, you know, are we challenged with our schedule? You know, are we challenged with this time of summer, trying to manage our children's schedule being different, our businesses being slightly different, with a desire for ourselves to care and nourish ourselves? And is that challenging? And I would say, yes, it is. And I would say that it doesn't take a huge step. You don't have to change everything, but you do need to start to make a shift. And the shift that I'm offering is, in the life that you're living, slow down and take these 5 or 10, and this has been 15 minutes that you're going to be listening to me, 15-minute break, where you can slow your brain down. You can observe. Watch. And in that slowing down, that inward reflection gives you time to hear what the body and the mind and the soul and the spirit have to say. Right? There's an internal dialogue that slows things down and then provides you with beautiful wisdom. Yeah? And that wisdom might be how to nourish myself, right? That might be what comes up for you. I really know, and I know this because of teaching and being taught by some great spiritual teachers. I also know it by practice, that when we're busy, we just do not hear the subtle nuances of our deep desire for nourishing ourselves, taking care of ourselves. We get busy, we do things for other people, we're pushing ahead at a speed at which the body doesn't have the time to really check in and get the feedback. when you practice this exercise on a regular basis, and that's what I'm going to suggest and try to do this week. Well, let's just start with this day, right? So on this July 4th day, you will several times through the day stop and take 5 minutes, right? And you can just guess what 5 minutes is, or you can put your phone on. And I want you to just slow down and watch and observe and start to see the pattern. What is your pattern? Do you like to drop into past review and watch old memories? Do you tend to be called to action? Does it create an action list for you of things to do? Does it remind you of things and stir you on in that way? Or simply does it teach you something? Does it give you a moment to learn and hear something deep inside? And I'm sure you can imagine that from my perspective, I really, really enjoy the last of the three ones where I can just learn some wisdom about myself. I can hear myself and understand myself a little deeper so that I can nourish and take care of me in the way that is really the most beneficial, not prescribed from a magazine, not because somebody else does it, not because I read it in a book, but because by spending time slowing down with myself, my inner wisdom tells me that this is the best thing for me to do. Okay? So as we wrap up, this practice of slowing down and getting steady and being silent, this is a perfect counterbalance to the 4th of July. If you could think of the 4th of July as explosion up and out, I'm asking you to slow down and come in. So I'm giving you an opportunity to slow down, to come on in, and to be this beautiful inward reflective being while you're enjoying a beautiful day that really asks you to be up and out and very open to show yourself to the world and be very wonderful. So great well wishes for you on this 4th of July. I hope your day is filled with lots of joy and lots of excitement, as well as learning something very poignant and very beautiful about yourself and how you can care for yourself. Have a beautiful, slow, steady, silent moment for yourself on this day.